On this episode, 12 traits of the unstoppable man, number 6, presence. This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Appreciate you being here, being a part of the tribe. Today we're talking about 12 traits of the unstoppable man. We've had 5 previous episodes in this series over the last little while. The first 5, as a reminder, were ownership, leadership, opinion armor, emotional intelligence, and continual improvement. By the way, if you would like to find those episodes, what I would recommend is go to Spotify and go to the show page on Spotify and go up to the very top. There is a find in this show search box, and you can type in unstoppable and you'll find those episodes. Also a good way to find previous episodes of the show. We are on episode number 423 today. So there's a lot of stuff there. If you would like to dig more into a particular topic, try using that search field in Spotify. Just be aware, I believe it only searches titles. It may include descriptions. It definitely does not include, you know, everything that's in the episode. Pretty sure it's only titles. It may include descriptions. So it's a little bit limited in terms of search functionality, but it is a way to find previous episodes. So let's talk about presence. Presence, first of all, we need to define what that is. And this would depend upon who you ask and what definition you're looking at. Here's the way I view presence. Presence is your degree of awareness of what is happening right now in various ways. What is happening within your own being, your own emotions, your body, your physical sensations, what's happening around you physically, what's happening with a person that you're interacting with as you have those now moments where you're interacting with people, your awareness of that, your awareness of everything inside and outside your world at any given moment is your degree of presence. The more we are present, the more we tap into our real power, connection, and life in a lot of ways. When we're in our head, when we're not fully present, and this is shades of gray, right? We're rarely 100% present. We're rarely, if ever, 0% present. We're somewhere in the middle, but where we are in that middle range makes a huge difference. The less we are present and aware of what's actually happening right now, meaning the more we're in our head, the less effective we are going to be, the less joy in life we are going to experience, because life happens in that now moment. It's this now moment, and then now this now moment, and it's those moments one after the other. That is the unfolding of life, and that is where we experience life, and that is where we take action to make things happen in our life. So to whatever degree we're in our head in any given moment, less of our awareness is actually on what is right now. And the less of our awareness that's on right now, the less effective we're going to be and less we're going to enjoy it. And this plays out in every area of life. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're experiencing, whether it's at work, it's at home, it's in your relationships, it's when you're by yourself, it's with your kids, your friends, whoever and wherever, the more present you are, the better life is going to be. It's as simple as that. Now, this applies very directly to some of the things that we talk about. It certainly applies to having better sex, whether that's in your solo practice or with a partner. It definitely applies to that. It applies to your physical health. The more present you are with your workouts, if you're working out, hopefully you are, hopefully you're physically getting after it, the more your awareness is actually with what you're doing when you're doing that, the better results you're going to get. When you're at work, the more present you are, the more effective you're going to be. When you're with your kids, not only will you be a better father when you're more fully present in each moment, but you'll enjoy it so much more. You get so much more joy and life and love and all of the beautiful emotions and parts of life, there's so much more of that to be found and experienced when we are actually with each moment all the way. So, for example, when you're with your kids, if you're off in your head and you're not really present, you're missing out. You're missing on their life. You're missing out on experiencing those moments with them. You're missing out on the fullness of it to some degree. So presence is so critical if we are going to have the most life in our life. And that's what it's really all about. You know, we don't know how long life is going to last, nor can we control that. But what we can guide is we can guide how much actual life is in our life. And presence is a big, big part of that. The more we get lost in our head, the more we cut ourselves off from connection with that present moment, it is literally like we are closing down the pipeline and narrowing it up, the pipeline that life flows through to us and from us. The more present we are, the more that channel opens up and the more life flows both directions. Presence is also very important to maintaining emotional stability and working through inner world challenges. If you're sad, it's very likely because your awareness is on something in the past, or maybe on something in the future that you think you're going to miss out on now. But often if we're sad, it's because our awareness is actually thinking about something that's already happened in the past. If you can take that time and that emotion and you can bring your awareness back to what's with you physically in front of you, part of your sensations and your physical and body world right now, it eases those emotions and you can release them. If you've ever had the experience of kind of getting stuck in an emotional pattern or a specific emotion, you get really angry about something, for example, and you just get like stuck in that anger, or you get really sad about something, you just get stuck in that sadness. What's really happening is it's not specifically about the sadness. The stuck part is that you're stuck somewhere else, some other time. And the solution, as it were, to sort of freeing ourselves from being in that stuck place with those kind of emotions is to come back to right now, to come back to presence. So this is a skill that is absolutely a lifelong practice. This isn't something you work at for a week and you're like, okay, I got it. We're always going to be working and developing our presence, ideally. But it is something that is worth working on. It's something that you will see play out in so many different ways. And when it comes to the people in your life, your presence and actually being with them when you're with them is really the greatest gift that you can give them. Because again, what's happening is, let's say you're sitting there with your wife and you're talking, maybe you're laying in bed, maybe you're going for a hike, whatever you're doing, you're there with your wife. And the more present you are, the more that pathway between the two of you that allows life to flow back and forth, the more that's open. And the more you're off in your head and not present and not aware, the more that channel closes down. And it literally limits the amount of life and communication and love and understanding and all these things. It limits the amount of that that can go back and forth. So the best thing you could possibly do when you're with a specific person, the best thing you can do for them is be all the way with them, be fully present and aware of them, listening and truly understanding what they're saying and truly communicating in the kind of deep way that's only possible when you're actually present in the moment. Now, how can you work on this? Well, the number one way, you're not going to be the least bit surprised when I say this, the number one way is to practice meditation. Now, here's the thing with meditation and presence is that a lot of people, when they think about meditation, they think that there is some kind of magic that happens when we're meditating. And then because of that magic, things are better in our life overall, right? It's not really about what actually happens while we're meditating specifically. Yes, that's a valuable part of the experience. But what meditation really is it's practice coming to full awareness and full presence. And then the more you practice that, the more you can carry that into the rest of your life and your interactions and your relationships and the things that you do and your habits and all those things. That's when you can actually bring it into those things, is when you practice it. So it's not that the meditation for 10 minutes that you did earlier this morning, it's not that there was something extra special about those 10 minutes. What's special is that you took 10 minutes to be fully aware, to be fully present. And that's what meditation is it's just being with what is. A lot of people think with meditation, we need to try to stop our thoughts. Nope, we don't need to try to do that. Let's just instead step back and observe. And might that allow us to let some of those thoughts go where we can find a more quiet place? Yeah, probably will. But we don't need to try to force the thoughts out, try to force this quiet place. Just step back and observe. And observing is nothing more than being very aware. So when we're meditating, you're aware of your body. You're aware of your breath. You're aware of the sensations. You're aware of what thoughts are flowing through. And you're seeing them with awareness instead of getting caught up in them. So meditation is literally presence practice. It is practicing being present. So that's for sure the foundation of being more present in your life, but it doesn't stop there because again, we need to actually bring it into our life. So a very important part of this is recognizing when you're not present and coming back. In fact, that's really, in the end, that's kind of the ultimate actual application of this. Is throughout the rest of your life, more and more reliably and more often and more easily, you start to recognize when you're not present and aware, and then you bring yourself back. And early on in this journey of developing your presence, at first, you're not really aware and present very often. And you only kind of catch yourself a certain amount of that time. And then you just start to gradually improve. You start to recognize more and more when you're not present. You start to spend gradually longer stretches of time actually present and aware in each moment. You start to see more easily and clearly when you do get lost in your head or you do get pulled out of the now moment. You start to see that much more easily. So that's the practice. The second foundational part of developing your presence is continually recognize, remind, reestablish. Recognize that you're not present. Remind yourself to be present. Reestablish your presence. How do you reestablish it? Okay, you're going about your day and you recognize that you're totally just off thinking about something. And you recognize that, okay? So now how do you reestablish actually being in the moment? The best way to reestablish being in the present moment is to come through your physical body and your physical sensations, because that is how we experience the present moment. Always, wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, in addition to listening to me talk, isn't that crazy? Isn't technology crazy that we can connect in this way? It's awesome. In addition to whatever you're doing, the way to reestablish that presence is to physically connect with that, to physically connect through your senses. So looking at and actually seeing, truly seeing, what are you seeing? Feeling into the sensations of your body. What are you feeling? What does the air feel like? Feeling the weight of your feet on the ground or your seat on the chair. What are you hearing? Actually sort of maybe closing your eyes for a moment and just paying attention to what you're actually hearing, not thinking about them, not thinking about every little sound, but just being aware of it, sort of looking at it with your mind's eye. If you can reconnect through those physical senses, you will reestablish your connection with right now, because that is where right now is. If you're lost in your head, part of your awareness is pulled away from your physical sensations. It's just in the works of your brain. The wheels are spinning, right? If you come back to the physical senses, now you're back to right now. So practice that part. As you go throughout your day, recognize that you're not aware. Remind yourself that you're practicing being more aware, and then reestablish that presence with right now. Now, part of that that can be beneficial is to use a technique called noting. And what this basically involves is giving a quick label to what it is, the thought that's flowing through your head, or maybe the thing that you were kind of stuck on, right? So maybe it's a physical sensation. Maybe you're having some kind of pain, and that pain is just, it's taking your attention and it's taking your awareness. You're not really present with the moment because your head is really in that pain. Noting would involve, okay, you recognize that you're not really present because you're distracted by this, reminding yourself to be present, and then noting, okay, feeling and letting it go. Almost like touching it just softly, like, okay, I see you, I recognize you, you're a feeling, okay, you can go. Same thing with an emotion. Maybe it's you're feeling some anxiety around something. You can note that as you go through that recognize, remind, reestablish process. As you recognize that, note it. Oh, thinking. Those are anxious thoughts. Okay. And then move on to reestablishing your connection with presence with right now. That simple kind of noting what this is, it increases your understanding and your awareness of what's actually happening inside of you. So coming back to presence and coming back to right now is ultimately, of course, the goal. But along the way, it helps very much if we start to actually gain an observer kind of understanding of seeing the thoughts, emotions, all those things that are floating through us. Often we don't actually see those. We are in them. We're caught up in them. We don't really have the kind of perspective of seeing them for what they are. And that can be a hugely beneficial thing, and is in fact a very critical thing in rewiring and reprogramming ourselves in so many ways, is we've got to be able to kind of step back and see what's happening versus being caught up in it. So practice meditation. If you're not already meditating, download Headspace. That's my favorite way to get started. I also still use Headspace among other ways that I meditate. I still use Headspace after a number of years. Definitely my favorite way to get started. But however you're going to do it, practice meditation. Do it at least 10 minutes a day. Every day, consistency matters. Consistency matters so much with so many of the things that we talk about, with so many of the habits and the fundamentals and the keys in our life. Consistency matters, right? But it definitely matters in meditation because, as a reminder, what are we doing when we meditate? We're sort of practicing getting to that place of awareness, and we're connecting to it. For that 10 minutes, we're connecting to a place of awareness. And then every time you remind yourself and you do that throughout the day, you're reconnecting to it. But the thing is, the more often you connect, the more stable that connection becomes. So if you're meditating every day, you start to have a much more stable and reliable connection to that place of presence than if you're only meditating a couple days a week or sporadically or whatever. So every day matters. Meditate at least 10 minutes a day. If you're just barely getting started, you can start with 3 minutes or 5 minutes, but get to 10 minutes. If you can do 20 and you want to do 20, great, more power to you. But 10 minutes a day will have a huge impact on this. So those are really the two pieces. Start meditating and then start watching throughout the day and go through that framework, right? That presence framework. Recognize, remind, reestablish. Recognize that you're not present. Remind yourself that you're choosing presence more and more often, and then reestablish that. And again, as a reminder there, go through your body, go through your senses. What are you physically feeling? Feel the weight of your body, feel the air around you, touch something. Maybe you're driving in the car right now. One of my favorite examples of this, and it's something that I do often, is something that is a very common example of something that is in our field and it's with us, but we almost completely ignore it or we're not actually aware of it, is when you're driving and you're holding onto the steering wheel. The actual steering wheel itself is like the last thing on your mind. You're connected to it, you're driving, but you're not paying attention to the steering wheel, right? You're giving 0% of your awareness really to the steering wheel. You're thinking about whatever you're thinking about, you're listening to music, you're listening to me on this podcast, you're paying attention to driving, you're doing all those other things, the steering wheel is just there. So take a second and actually like glance at it and look at it and actually see it, see the texture, feel it. Take 2 seconds and kind of rub it with your finger and actually feel the sensation. That kind of tactile sensation stuff, whether it's our eyes, our ears, our physical touch, any of those senses are a great way to reestablish that connection with presence. Practice this. It is so worth it. I cannot even describe to you guys how much of an impact this will have on your life. It'll change your relationships. It'll change your joy and your peace and your ability to kind of move through the harder times of life more effectively with more peace. When I say effectively, I guess the more sort of inner peace that we can have as we move through even the hard times in life, that's probably a more effective way of moving through those times. Life is going to have hard times. Shit is going to happen to you, to others around you, to the world at large, whatever. Life is gonna have hard things. And when you can be more present and you can release kind of the emotions that come with those and you don't get stuck in them, the more present you are, the more you can ride through those times with a foundation of peace. Even though you might be experiencing, you know, sadness or hurt or whatever, it's not going to make those emotions go away. But if we have sort of an underlying kind of peace as we move through those things, it changes everything. And the foundation of that underlying peace is just being able to be present with right now in this moment. So practice this, your life will improve. It will be so worth it. If you'd like to talk more about this or other challenges you might be facing, let's schedule a coaching call. If you'd like to do that, you can go to holisticalpha.com, hit the link in the show notes. There is a coaching page there now where you can book a call. If you have thoughts or feedback, shoot me a text, 801-742-1439. Sending you guys all my best. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.